"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. John Cobell Show on Demand. It's the podcast version. And you could listen to whatever you missed, and you could listen to it today, tonight, all weekend. We're going to talk now with Alex. Oh, Moistline coming up twice next hour. Alex and Daisy De La Rosa. They are husband and wife, and they took it upon themselves to start filling potholes because I guess the Compton government, like most governments around here, they don't do their job. I guess the guys in the pothole yard are, I don't know, playing poker, going to the strip club. I don't know, but they're not filling the potholes. And so Daisy De La Rosa and Alex were filling their own. So you think that would embarrass the city and they'd say, geez, we're sorry. Guys, stay home. We'll take care of it. We'll do it ourselves. We'll reimburse you for your trouble. No. They get a lawyer to write a cease and desist letter. A cease and desist letter because the De La Rosas are trying to fill the potholes so that their cars and everyone else's cars don't get wrecked. Well, we're going to talk to Daisy De La Rosa now to tell us the story. Daisy, how are you? You're on KFI.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I love this story. So tell me, I guess you and your husband have driven through a lot of damaging potholes lately, huh?
Oh, yes. If you would only know, we have approximately from $15,000 to $20,000 in just repairs in the last 5 years or so that we've been independent contractors and working as couriers within the city.
That's right. Your job is to deliver things. So you're on the road all day, and your vehicles hit a lot of potholes.
Correct. We actually work 7 days a week, so, you know, it's a big toll on our cars.
And how much money have you spent on repairs?
So far, on one car, we have from $15,000 to $20,000.
Oh my God! So what is it? Your wheel alignments, your tires, the axle. What's the damage?
Axle, suspensions, wheels, the ball joints, motor mounts. One time we fell like really, really hard. It was really deep, and it poked our radiator, so we had to change the radiator.
And this is from the rough roads. That's amazing. All right, so. What did you guys do? Explain your pothole filling operation. Wait, hang on. I don't know if she's talking or there's a cat getting tortured. That's a lot of squealing. Can we fix the I hear squealing or crying there. And all right, we'll try to reset that. See if we can get a better. Yeah, so they're couriers. They spend all their days delivering stuff. And, you know, the purpose of paying taxes is so the city can facilitate things so our lives function properly. Would help if our lives were made easier. It is not hard to ask the city of Compton to lay down some new asphalt, patch the potholes. And I know on the west side of town in L.A., potholes have been there for weeks. And nobody fixes them. And everybody calls 311. Believe me, the people on the west side, they're pains in the neck. They're calling 311. They're filling out the form online. The city simply doesn't fill the potholes. Nobody shows up. This is where we need David Goldstein again from Channel 2. He just retired a few months ago. But this is the reports he used to do. Follow around the pothole crew from the city and see if how many they fill in a given day. And maybe, you know, they've stopped at the bar for a couple hours. Do we have Daisy again, or is she disappeared? Just hold on for 1 minute. And Daisy, you there?
Yeah, there you go. Like, was I talking to myself this whole time?
Well, maybe. But I'll tell you the last thing I asked is, what kind of pothole filling operation did you and your husband have? Explain how you did it.
Well, we went to Home Depot. At first, he looked up how to fix the potholes. And then from there, we just literally went to Home Depot, spent $400 on our first trip and seeing what we needed, which was basic needs for him to start, a little shovel, gloves, a can compressor, and the asphalt itself. And we went from there. He went off and we went back to our driveway, and he seen the pothole. He's like, park, right near to it. He started cleaning it. He dusted off, like, all the dirt. And then from there, he opened, like, the asphalt bag. He poured it in. Then he started compressing it by hand. And to this day, after all this rains, they're holding strong.
So, and your asphalt patches are holding, right?
Yes, they're very, very strong.
So you went, where did you go to buy bags of asphalt?
We went to Home Depot.
Home Depot. So that's all you have to do is go to Home Depot, buy a bag of asphalt and a shovel, and you have your own patching business going on here. So the city of Compton, they didn't thank you for doing all this work. They didn't apologize for having to make you do the work. Instead, you got what in the mail?
We got a cease and desist letter.
And did they threaten you?
Well, that's what practically the whole letter was. It's either you stop or else we're going to, give you citations or we're going to sue you and you're going to be liable for anybody who gets in a car accident within those potholes that you fill in. So apparently we're violating city codes or something.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, if you're liable, then why not fix them yourself? And in that case, return all the money that I have invested in my vehicle since you're liable, you know?
Yeah. Well, so you have $10,000 worth of damage to your vehicles. But
right.
But they're threatening you with a lawsuit.
Right. You know, and I'm not asking them for anything. We're not asking them for anything. Everything that we have received have been sponsorships from companies that have come out and fill out potholes with us and from our community, which we've been having all the support from.
Oh, you've had other people in your neighborhood do this as well?
There's two people who actually came out and helped him fill in the potholes, mm-hmm. and the rest have been sending money through Cash App, Zelle, or the GoFundMe.
This is what we have to do. We have to do our own street repair. Because the cities don't respond. L.A. doesn't respond. Compton doesn't respond. What are we supposed to do? Just blow another $10,000 trying to get the car repaired? I mean, they make it impossible. It's simply because they refuse to do the job. They have bags of asphalt. They have shovels. They have vehicles. They could do this. They choose not to. They're lazy. They don't care.
Yes, exactly what we're saying. And the thing is that recently, since we brought over, like, the spotlight and since they went viral and, you know, everything we're doing is a positive outlook towards Compton besides everything negative that everybody talks about Compton. And we've seen, like, the public works recently throwing asphalt on the potholes, but their technique will not hold because they only go and pour the asphalt with the shovel and they let the cars, you know, just flatten it out. Which eventually they don't use the correct technique for them to last. How are ours lasting after 3 weeks of rain? And theirs come out within the first rain.
Yeah. So you do better pothole patching than the Compton Public Works Department. I'm looking up online. Public Works Street Maintenance, the Street Maintenance Division mission is responsible for the maintenance of roadways, sewers, and streetscapes. And the major responsibility is to maintain public facilities and provide safety for residents and businesses, including maintaining sidewalks and streets. So that's their mission, and they don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And if you see them, if you're actually, on the street like we are every single day, you'll see them parked under a tree, sleeping with their feet up. They just recently got new cars, and I'm like, but they're supposed to be working, right? They're supposed to be taking care of our cities, but we're doing wrong because we're doing this on top of our job, on top of our kids, on top of our family. I'm like, no.
Yeah, and they're sleeping with their feet up. They parked under a tree. They're in the shade, seat back, feet up, and you and your husband are out there shoveling asphalt, and then they come and send you a nasty lawyer letter. Boy, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. I'm telling you, government workers are just so stinking lazy. And the bureaucrats, too. They just, nobody cares at all. Hey, I notice on the street maintenance page, I don't see any names here. I don't see the names of who runs this department exactly.
I believe it's the city council or the city manager, I believe, because the city manager is here. Yeah, and he was the most upset because on the city council meetings where residents are able to go, he was really upset how I already talked to them directly. I'm like, when was this? I even turned to my husband. I was like, did you receive a call? I was like, because we never received anything. I was like, and they're lying to your face, you know, and they're saying that we called them. We have never received the call. Yeah. I can't believe that versus yourself or news stations, the LA Times, like all these newspapers, universities are getting a hand of us directly to our cell phones, but the city can't give us a call.
Yeah. Willie Hopkins is his name. Willie Hopkins. All right. I've got to go. We got to do the news. Daisy De La Rosa, congratulations for all the good work you're doing. All right. And
thank you.
If you have any more to the story, let us know. We'll put you back on. All right.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to look up this Willie Hopkins, the city manager.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 2:30, we're going to talk with Michael Monks from KFI News. LA Metro wants to get an in-house police department constructed. And transit activists don't want police. They want ambassadors. There's 150 of them that showed up at the meeting. 150 transit activists? Who are these people? The LA County Sheriff's Department says that they could do the job. That's going to be a waste of money to set up their own police department. We're going to talk about this when we come back with Michael Monks. These transit, I see these activists, I'm thinking, somebody's paying these people. Nobody wants to go to a Metro meeting to chant for ambassadors. What is that? Makes no sense to me. We were just talking to Daisy De La Rosa. This is great. I love people like this. She and her husband, Alex, they're couriers. They deliver stuff all day and night, 7 days a week. I mean, they work long hours. They're working hard. Their own business, and their vehicles are getting wrecked because of the potholes in Compton, LA, the whole county, because nobody in these public works departments, they don't do their jobs. You know, as Daisy said, you could see the public, the maintenance workers, and they parked their car under a tree. Their feet are up on the dashboard and they're taking a nap. We all see this crap, and they won't fill the pot. So Daisy and her husband, Alex, they go to Home Depot and they buy bags of asphalt and they buy a shovel and whatever other equipment they need, and they're filling their own potholes, and their potholes last longer. When the city of Compton fills a pothole, it washes out by the next rain. So I'm trying to find names of people who run Compton. I love this. These little fiefdoms, these low-rent local politicians who make lots of money, as you're going to see. So, because now the city of Compton doesn't put a single name to the street maintenance department. There's nobody in by name you can call or complain to. They're all anonymous, right? Because I guess they're sick of hearing from the taxpayers complaining that nobody does their job. But I did find that they have a new city manager who just took over in January named Willie Hopkins. Willie Hopkins, he's getting a monthly salary of almost $21,000. $21,000. He's making almost $250,000 a year. Plus, get this, Willie Hopkins gets a $650 monthly auto allowance. So he gets help paying the bills if the pothole wrecks his car. But Alex and Daisy don't get that. He gets that. And then Alex and Daisy says he gets upset with all this criticism. Now, he's a U.S. Army veteran. You would think that a guy like trained in the military would be running, you know, the street maintenance department and everything else in Compton with extreme discipline and precision. And everybody's got to do their job. You got to put in a full 8 hours. There's no excuses. There's no loafing. But maybe with a $250,000 salary to run Compton, maybe he doesn't care. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. Sure, there's a story, though. And they can't get the pothole crew to fill the holes. And apparently when they do fill the holes, they wash out. So they get mad at Alex and Daisy De La Rosa, and they send them a cease and desist letter saying they're going to get sued. You should be thanking them. You should have a dinner honoring them. You should be out there helping them. Willie Hopkins ought to grab a shovel and help the De La Rosas. If he can't get his own street maintenance department to fill the holes, he ought to be out there filling the holes. That's what a mayor ought to do in between cashing checks. Now, here's another incompetent agency that we talked about earlier in the show, LA Metro. They want to spend $100 million. No, I'm sorry. LA Metro wants to spend a lot of money on an in-house police department. They don't want to use the sheriff's department anymore. But these transit activists want them to hire unarmed transit ambassadors. Well, if you have an unarmed transit ambassador, then the mental patients and the drug addicts and the homeless and the criminals get to do what they want. Well, Michael Monk's covered this meeting. We're going to talk to him about it next from KFI News.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th.
Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We got the Moist Line coming up twice next hour. Also, after 3 o'clock, we're going to talk with Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco. Chad Bianco, two things. We want to see how that... how the signature gathering is going for this proposition to rewrite Prop 47. And we have another appearance that we're going to be announcing. We'll don't have all the details yet, but we could give you enough. Next hour, we're going to be doing the show live in the area, so you could come and sign the petition to do a complete revision of Prop 47. But first, we've got Michael Monks from KFI News. And Metro has been in the news a lot today because their chief safety officer just quit. Well, actually, she got fired just a couple of days after filing a complaint with the inspector general. And that's what the CEO does, Stephanie Wiggins. She fires people who complains. And now this story is how there's these transit activists. They want LA Metro not to develop their own in-house police department, but instead spend the $100 million on transit ambassadors. Transit ambassadors, unarmed. Michael, explain. What is this?
Happily, John, those of you who ride any Metro product, particularly the train system, might see these transit ambassadors. They wear green shirts and they say hello and they tell you which side of the track you should be on. And
nobody in our audience rides the Metro
buses. Hey, I ride it every day.
Do you really?
I do. I ride the red line from DTLA all the way up here to Universal City. I catch the Burbank bus.
Do you need a car?
I've got one.
You've got a car. You're voluntarily doing this.
I like to relax on the commute.
Oh, man, you're nuts. You're perfect for our show. You're out of your mind.
Plus, I get to bring you the insider look of what it's really like in the depths of the Metro system.
The bowels.
Under the ground as we make our way to work every day. Absolutely. So I see a lot of this stuff that people are talking about. Here's where we stand, right? Metro spends about $170 million a year on contracts with the LA County Sheriff's Office, the LAPD, the Long Beach Police Department. They're looking at the numbers and they're thinking, what if we did our own thing? We could probably save a little bit of money. So they ran some numbers and they figure for about $100 million, they could have their own Metro Police Department inside and get out of these contracts. Now, of course, Sheriff Luna here in LA County says, hey, your numbers are a little bit off. It would probably cost you about $225 million instead. So just a little bit off on where they are. This is still in the exploratory phase, but there are some transit activists, as you noted, here in the community who went to the Metro Board of Directors meeting yesterday and said, look, Metro Board of Directors, which includes a lot of the heavy hitters here in LA and LA County. We're talking Mayor Bass, all the supervisors, other cities represented on that board. They said, don't spend money on a new police force. Instead, change the $20 million that you're spending on your ambassador program, up that to $100 million, and spare us the additional police force and just give us more people in green shirts saying hello and pointing us to the different sides
green
of the
shirts.
Tracks.
Yeah, but that evades the major point, is that they have a lot of crazy people on the trains, drug addicts and mental patients and criminals and gang members. And green shirts aren't going to stop those people from acting up.
They're not equipped to stop those folks. They're not trained to stop those folks. These are folks who are meant to create a more hospitable experience while you're enjoying.
That's fine, but you need both. You still need guys with guns.
And what you're hearing from some of these transit organizations or these activists, including the Alliance for Community Transit LA, they call themselves ACT LA for short. They say give more training to these ambassadors, not necessarily with weapons,
right,
but teach them some social work skills, teach them how to interact with housing agencies to direct the folks who are struggling.
So crazy guy who's frothing at the mouth, he's whacked out on meth, he's waving a knife in the air. How's an unarmed person supposed to counsel this character?
I think you would hear from writers that the ambassadors do a nice job greeting you and telling you which side of the tracks you need to be on, but they don't because they're not equipped, to offer much in the way of safety.
It's two different jobs.
You'll see transit ambassadors on the train sometimes, traveling in the same direction as you inside the car. And some type of tomfoolery is taking place. Not necessarily violence, but something that is certainly against the rules, either smoking or loud music or something minor like that.
The minor stuff makes people uncomfortable.
Exactly, but the ambassadors don't do anything about that.
Who are these transit activists? What is that racket about?
I these are folks who present as being committed to improving access to public transit. In addition to suggesting that the money should be spent on ambassadors instead of police, they say, get us bathrooms, get us more reliable frequency with the trains and the buses and all that sort of thing. Get us better lights in some of these stations, that would improve safety. And that's something else you do hear from a lot of writers is that, hey, it's a little dank down here.
Right.
But again,
it's a very badly mismanaged system. There's a lot of things it needs. But the first thing it needs is a way to get rid of all the bad people on the trains and buses. That's number one. Because you're never going to get customers if people are scared to death.
So they're figuring out exactly what that means, right? So if it's a Metro Police Department, another police agency here in the area, but this one handled internally at Metro, it would eliminate those contracts with LAPD, Long Beach Police, and the LA County Sheriff's Office. They say they can do it in a way that's different than it's currently done now. Like, they wouldn't have officers in pairs. They would have single officers out there patrolling. You really don't see police that often on the actual trains. It does happen, mm-hmm. but you don't see it a whole lot. You also see security guards at various stations from the security, those who are contracted to provide security services, not police services, security guards and some of the cars.
I don't think any of the politicians really care about Metro. It's just a way to suck. It's an excuse to suck billions of dollars from taxpayers. And then they run these empty buses and trains all day long. And it doesn't matter to them.
But to the credit of one of the activists, at least, he called out the board and said, how many of you ride Metro at least twice a week? And I think only one or two hands popped up.
Nobody does. I don't know. You're the first person I know. Honest to God.
I'm on the red line every day, John.
First person.
The depths of LA hell, man.
Since I moved to Los Angeles, you're the first person I've ever heard of who takes the Metro train.
Absolutely.
So congratulations.
I can read. I'm relaxed. Well, I'm happy when I get here.
Just hope you don't turn up on the crime blotter.
Oh, my gosh. Let's say that there are occasional concerns. But I'm here today.
Okay. All right. Good. You'll be our correspondent underground.
Happily.
All right. Michael Monks, KFI News. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Always one in the crowd. It's always one guy. All right, we come back. The governor of New York was thrown out of that service for the cop who was shot to death the other day by a career criminal. We'll give you the details on it because this is what ought to be happening every day to everybody in public office.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
This is the way politicians should always be treated in public, the way the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, she was thrown out of a wake for a murdered New York City police officer. The cop was named Jonathan Diller. And just to set up the story, Diller was shot and killed by a suspect, Guy Rivera. And here's how that went down. Rivera had an accomplice, Lindy Jones, who was the driver. And Officer Diller saw the car. Jones was behind the wheel of a car that was parked illegally in front of a bus lane. So Diller and his partner approached them on Monday. Rivera refused to roll down his window or show his hands and then opened fire on Officer Diller, hitting him under his bulletproof vest. Diller's partner returned fire. Rivera and Diller were rushed to the hospital, and Diller, the officer, was found dead. Jones is still in the hospital. And this has devastated people in New York. He's a young cop. He's the father of a one-year-old. He's got a wife, and he's, 30 years old here. Well, it turns out that these two characters, Rivera and Lindy Jones, have long arrest records. I mean, dozens of times they've been arrested. Jones, for example, has 14 arrests, spent 10 years in prison on attempted murder, and he's not talking to police. Rivera has been arrested 19 times, at least 19 times. They'll probably find more. So Kathy Hochul shows up at the wake. This is the thing that Trump went to. Hochul shows up, and a guy in the crowd shouted, "Get her out of here." And then a man in a dark suit walked up, and they started having an animated conversation. He was speaking furiously to Hochul and pointing to the crowd. Hochul finally walked away with officers outside the funeral home clapping because she's part of the soft on crime is overstating it. There's no consequences for crime in New York, the way there's no consequences for crime in Los Angeles. And one correction, the guy who did the killing, the cop killer, he'd been arrested 21 times. 21 times. The other guy, 14 times. Between the two of them, 35 arrests, and they're both out on the street. And Hochul comes to pay her respects to the dead cop. That's a lot of nerve. So that's the way she should be treated. Tossed out. Get the F out of here. So now Rivera charged with first-degree murder of a police officer, attempted murder for aiming a gun at a second officer. Lindy Jones, the driver, charged with a number of gun crimes. He was arrested on a gun charge last spring. He already spent 10 years for attempted murder, like I said. Arrested for a gun charge last spring. Not in jail. This is what everybody's dealing with. There is nothing you can do to stay in prison in these progressive cities and progressive states like California and New York, Los Angeles, New York City. There is nothing you could do to get yourself put away. I wonder if murdering a cop will even do it. You think? And then the nerve of these politicians to come and pay their respects and show their sympathies. Oh, let me guess. She was probably offering her thoughts and prayers. I'm sure her thoughts and prayers. Politicians who offer thoughts and prayers, they ought to be confronted in the streets just for using that phrase. I keep looking for a turning point. I keep looking for the moment, the crime, where a majority of people, not only they rise up and they go public and they put so much pressure, and they make it so difficult for the progressives in power to exist comfortably in society anymore. And for people to vote differently. I don't know what it takes. I mean, New York, the voting patterns in New York are so far over the edge. It's unbelievable the people they put in. Their politics is nothing that anybody would recognize from the past 100 years. Nothing you've ever seen before in your life. It is total carte blanche to the criminals. No arrests, no prosecutions, no bail. Everybody is let out early. No crime is too heinous to have some kind of excuse for. It's like they all got brainwashed to believe that the victims are the people who do the killing. The people who commit the killing, who commit the robberies, who commit the rapes and the assaults, they are the victims. We're the ones who need to be punished. And I don't know where this came from and why it took root. I mean, there's always been crazy people. Why this took root and became so widespread among politicians and why people vote for that willingly is astounding to me. Even 10 years ago, you wouldn't find this in New York. Not even 10 years ago. Would this kind of mentality exist? How did this happen? And it's not just the college lunatics. Not that many people go to college. To get voted in with this kind of progressive ideology, you know, you have to get a lot of people from the older generations to buy into it. Anyway, we come back. We're going to talk with, well, we've got our own problems here. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco. He's the chairman of the Law Enforcement Coalition for the initiative that would revise dramatically Prop 47. And we got another signature gathering event that we're going to do soon. And we've got some details on that as well. So you could put it on your calendar and come watch our show. We'll be doing it live out and about. All that to come.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.